And we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. And yes, stretching across the border to what is now renamed Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I feel like my brain is working faster than my mouth today. I don't know how to explain it. But, hey, listen, I got to tell you, the tariff thing, I'm gonna have to take a moment of personal privilege here and talk about the tariffs because this is huge, and I'm going to talk about a side thread of that. And before I do that, I got to talk about another side thread. So yesterday we got a batch of new shirts in at the Right Side merchandise store, and I'm loving this. We decided, you know what? The markets are unstable. We need to help stabilize the markets. We're going to do our part for the cause. We're going to put a promo code on, give you a tariff-free opportunity to buy some merch from the Right Side store with a promo code. So we announced this yesterday, and I listen, a bunch of y'all flocked to the Right Side website, rightsidemedia.org, to the store, and started buying T-shirts and stuff. 10% off, promo code tariff. That's all you got to do is go in there. Order one of the new T-shirts or a coffee mug or a hat or one of our Ben Shot glasses with the Right Side Bulletproof Influence logo. And then use the promo code tariff. Two F's in that, tariff. And get an automatic 10% off. And apparently a bunch of y'all thought that was a cool idea. So Natalie's going to have to restock the shelves again sometime soon. This keeps up. What do you think? I mean, wow.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Check with Butters, find out. I'm curious. But yeah, so the bottom line is the tariff promo code is still there. So jump on it, y'all. Speaking of the tariff thing, so here's a side thread. The one nation that is still getting just basically backhanded right now in the tariff wars is China. China decided to be punitive, and they slapped a very large retaliatory tariff on us. Trump turned around and said, fine. 125% tariffs on you, on all China's goods, all of them. Chinese goods, 125% tariff. China is on its heels right now, realizing that it's got a president that is not going to kowtow. At the same time, I say this. You've got Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, is down in Panama. I'm watching right now as he is giving a recent press conference in front of the Panama Canal. And here's his words. He said, China, this is actually off of his Twitter feed. He said, China did not build this canal. China does not operate this canal. China will not weaponize this canal. Together, we will take back the canal from China's influence. What you're looking at right now is, and I've said it before on the show, but I don't hear anybody else describing it like this. In the projection of foreign policy power, you can imagine it under the acronym of DIME, D-I-M-E. And if I've said this multiple times, forgive me, but I think it's very, very relevant right now. DIME, diplomacy, intelligence, military, and economic. Diplomacy, intelligence, military, and economic. You've got right now the Secretary of Defense, not the Secretary of State. The Secretary of Defense just went down to Panama. There's a double signal there. Within DIME, military is one of them. What we apparently just negotiated today, and this is all breaking news, what we apparently just negotiated today in Panama with the Canal Zone Authority is a rite of passage for free. Remember, they were charging us millions. A rite of passage for free and first priority for passage for all U.S. warships through the canal that we built. That's the first step. The Secretary of Defense is the one who went down there. If this had been the Secretary of State, you look at it and go, okay, we're dialing in on the diplomacy effort here. No. This is diplomacy with a big stick. This is a SecDef going down there and arranging that. At the same time, within DIME, the E is economic. Look at those massive tariffs on China. China's on its heels. Now you're going to wind up seeing, I guarantee you, something's going to happen with regards to our relationship to Taiwan. Watch. What we're doing right now is keeping China on its heels and not allowing them to gain an upper hand. Now, it doesn't mean they're done. Doesn't mean they're out. The whole, by the way, the whole Greenland conversation, Greenland, the idea of that, what, just a week ago, we're talking about buying Greenland or negotiating Greenland. Who went over to Greenland? The Vice President of the United States went to Greenland. Why? Why Greenland? It's just, we don't want more territory. We need a new base. China. Why China? Because China opened up what they call their Polar Silk Road. China is using the waters in and around the Arctic and claiming rights to them that they don't have. Greenland can't do a thing about it. Denmark, who is the presiding authority or government over Greenland, won't do anything about it. But Trump says, we can't let that happen. There's no way in the world we can sit idly by. So you got the vice president went to Greenland, puts China on notice. You got Trump, who puts 125% tariff on China, puts them on economic notice. And then you've got the SECDEF down in Panama. China's on notice. I'm telling you, folks, you're watching Dime. They've got somebody in there saying all four of the acronym pieces of Dime have to be in play for us to have effective foreign policy protection. Tell me what other radio show is telling you that right now. Doubtful anybody else. Wow, what a day, man. This is a day. This is a day for news. And by the way, CNN, look how dour they look. Oh, the markets are up. Darn it. They can't stand it. I mean, the S&P is up 9% right now.
Yeah.
The Dow is up 7.3. I'm waiting to see what the other indicators are, but they're flashing them up as they go. There it is. The NASDAQ's up 11.7. It just went up while I was looking at it. All market indicators are climbing. Oh, I should have seen the bottom ticker over there on Fox. Wow.
Which Scott Bessent, yeah, I mentioned to you before the show even started, like this was more than likely the end goal of, you know, with the reciprocal tariffs. It may have seemed pretty obvious that majority of those countries were going to come to the table and work out a deal. But that put pressure on China, which the end goal was to put pressure on China. And I mean, obviously what they wanted to accomplish with getting rid of all the unfair tariffs that were in place, like, that was part of the goal, but that led to getting more pressure on China in the end, which is where we're at now. So now that all the reciprocal tariffs with all the other countries are working, you know, deals are being made to get those to be done, now we can put our attention on China too. Now that those tariffs, you know, all that's figured out, now we can put our attention on China. And then couple of that with the Panama Canal thing, it's like 40 chess almost, in my opinion, you know, what he's doing.
And of those 75, and you pulled that graphic, didn't you?
Yes.
Of those 75 countries that are negotiating, I would bet the bulk of them are loving the idea that they might get a leg up on China in some form of trade.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at, you know, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, like all these countries.
All the Far Eastern Rim countries.
Yes, exactly. And then also Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Taiwan. I mean, all those countries, yeah, they would greatly be affected by this.
China's fuming right now.
Yes.
Well, both news cycles, both you got CNN and Fox going up on two separate screens right now here in the studio. Both of them are talking about this. And the one on the left, you've got a grocery store owner who's telling CNN, I'm going to sleep like a baby right now with this tariff pause. This is awesome.
They don't look like they're happy to hear that.
No, they're not. And over here on the right, on Fox, you've got a steel company CEO who's grinning from ear to ear right now because the impact of tariffs is helpful to him, but he also understands the market. He just gave a thumbs up to Martha McCallum. I'm telling you right now, you're going to wind up seeing, oh, there they are. They're the markets. Listen, the end result of this is, you guys, is Trump knows how to negotiate, and he's the art of the deal guy. He wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. And what you're watching is The Art of the Deal. And he is putting China on notice that you will not prevail over U.S. interests. And we're going to use every aspect of the acronym DIME, diplomacy, intelligence, military, economic, so that you understand that we will continue to be the United States of, by God, America. That's just cool, man.
I've already seen an AI picture of Xi Jinping reading The Art of the Deal on Twitter today.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. Sorry. It's already going viral.
Was it a, was it like one of those AI videos, or was it an AI picture?
Very good, a very convincing AI picture of Xi Jinping sitting there reading The Art of the Deal.
You know, the only thing better would be if an autographed copy. Let me get a few text messages real quick. John from Huntsville says, Phil, since you already covered everything I asked you in my first text, I'll just say perfect 10 for Phil on his Stan McDonald bit. Thank you very much. He does say, by the way, in his original one, Phil, fantastic monologue and happy hump day. Thank you, sir. Also, did you hear Trump announced? Yes, I did. Tariffs. There you go. And everything, all the Dow and everybody's up. Cool. Adam from Athens says, as of 3 hours ago, Amazon has canceled all orders from China and Southeast Asian countries. Wow. I have not seen that. Wow. Scott from Athens says, permission to speak freely, sir, which, by the way, was the title of my monologue, Speak Freely. He says, permission to speak freely, sir. I used to watch a lot of CNBC because I started investing for myself years ago. I was often appalled at the love fest some American CEOs had for the Chinese Communist Party control over its citizens. Can't help but think this was a beginning for the coming censorship. Let's export and crush CCP. God intervened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Let America rise up. Signed, bold talk from a one-eyed fat man named Scott. True grit, brother. True grit. Jeff from Indiana. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and say this for Jeff's benefit. All y'all ruffians out there who are praying people, pray for Jeff and his family right now, because the Ohio River right next to his house has been rising, and it's up to the edge of his garage right now. I mean, literally, he showed me a picture. The water's up to the edge of his garage. So, Lord, we bless you and we praise you and we thank you for the fact that you can calm the storms and you can also put the storms at bay and the waters can recede in Jesus' name. All right, so, Jeff, keep us posted. In the meantime, he's still texting. He says, hey, Phil, what are citizens supposed to do when the government denies you your constitutional rights? And don't say beat them at the ballot box, because in the 2020 elections, there's a lot of unconstitutional elections. I get it. He said, so I say the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th are just as patriotic as George Washington, the Continental Army. Tell me how this is not correct thinking. Why, Jeff, why don't you just go ahead and just fling a wing-ding text at me that's off the topic? But no, I'm not saying they weren't patriots. Some of them truly were. Now, some were rabble-rousers. Some, and they never should have done it, though. Nobody should have done anything to break the law that day. However, the fact that there was that level of fervor is what the left does not want to talk about. The left only wants you to believe they were trying to overthrow government, which they weren't. Because if they were, you would have seen you know, an armed invasion. You would have seen a coup. You would have seen the replacement of you know, constitutional officers. You didn't. You saw people who were mad, who wanted someone to know they were mad. I mean, it was more like a Boston Tea Party than it was a revolution. But yeah, it was never what Liz Cheney wanted it to be. Adam Kinzinger. Herb from Gurley, Alabama says, here's another confidence killer I've faced several times. Quote, you are the first one to ever complain about this. End quote. So that mantra is intended to marginalize you. I heard this comment, even after talking to others who already complained before me. Yeah, Herb, perfect. You're right. Sir, no one's ever I'm sorry, sir. You're the first one to ever complain. No, I'm not. I know I'm not. And the fact you did it so badly means I can't be. Bruce from Springville, last two. Zuckerberg and his bootlickers are no more than a modern-day Nazi Joseph Goebbels. Now he's trying to kiss up to the Trump administration because he got caught. I agree with you. And then Dave from Capshaw sends me a picture of a book called Grant Writing for Dummies. It's about yesterday's discussion on where do these grants come from. All right, that's enough of that. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and I got to jump into the topic because I got somebody calling at the top of the hour. Regulatory medicine. You guys, there's crazy things happening down in Montgomery, and we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.